The autumn season. Krishna relished the arrival of the autumn season with great enthusiasm. There is no need of clouds in the Sharad season, autumn. So feeling dejected, the clouds turn their backs and vacate the sky over Vrindavan. The Sharad season appeared just like a wife whose mind floods with happiness as she anxiously tries to please her husband with her service. The lone-billed storks of this season looked as beautiful as the cheerful face of a newly married housewife. Full of clear water and inhabited by many types of colorful birds, the reservoirs resembled chaste housewives full of the wealth of pure love. The rows of pleasant and jubilant swans on the ground looked like a ridge of white mountains appearing at the feet of autumn personified. The singing storks formed the waist belt of autumn. The abundance of blossoming blue lotus flowers appeared like the attractive blue eyes of a newly married girl enchanting the eyes and mind of her husband. The fully cleansed earth and the crystal clear sky overhead resembled the pure mind of a sage. The chakans glowing in the lakes exploded their white cotton seeds in all directions like the spreading fame of the Lord. It seemed as if the moon had been rubbed on a polishing stone to produce an extraordinary, brilliant effulgence. The twinkling stars in the sky appeared like ointments smeared on the body of autumn personified. The sweet fragrance of chatima flowers enhanced the beauty of the forest. The rains falling from the garland of joyful clouds gradually reduced like the love sulk of a delighted lady that wanes with time. After the dark clouds of the rainy season departed, the sky hosted a covering of thin clouds resembling fine white cloth. The sky looked like a woman wearing the dress of an ascetic. With all these decorations, the bride in the form of the autumn season looked exquisitely beautiful. Due to separation from her rain cloud friends, the joyful waves of the river danced no longer due to the shortage of water. Many small and moving rivulets replaced the gushing main stream of the river, which dried up in autumn. The transparent river water seemed to reveal the pure tendency of her heart. The various migratory birds wandered along the dried banks of the river, and they decorated the ground with artistic lines drawn by their beaks and feet. Quacking ducks, storks, chakravakas, and intoxicated swans beautified the river. The beautiful scenery of the Sharad season attracted the denizens of heaven. Even Sarasvati herself could not describe the extent of Vrindavan's incredible elegance. Acting as an expert dance instructor, the wind directed the pure white lotus flowers to gently rock back and forth in the river. As it passed over the slowly moving water, the wind felt cool and scented with lotus pollen. This gentle aromatic breeze satisfied and enchanted the minds of everyone. Thus the bride, in the form of the Sharad season, dressed and ornamented herself in order to worship Krishna. Krishna found great happiness in the juncture of the rainy and autumn seasons. Moving with a delightful gait, Krishna pleased all the residents of Braj with his darshan as he took the cows out to pasture. The favorite of Vrindavan affectionately poured his mercy on everyone. As a result, the Brajabasis felt great satisfaction seeing Krishna strolling along playing with his friends. Picking up twigs, wild flowers, mineral dyes, and other gifts of nature, the cowherd boys decorated their beloved friend while walking down the road. Krishna's nature will now be compared and contrasted with the rainy season. As Krishna induces lust in the hearts of the gopis, similarly, the rains of the rainy season agitate the minds of the flocks of geese flying and squawking overhead. Just as the rainy season incites lusty feelings, similarly, Krishna causes his devotees to feel matchless happiness. The Kadamba flowers bloom in the rainy season, and now Krishna wears long aromatic garlands of Kadamba flowers. The rainy season is beautified with the fantails of intoxicated dancing peacocks. Similarly, Krishna looks elegant with his crest of fresh, iridescent peacock feathers. Lightning bolts enhance the beauty of the dark blue sky in the rainy season. Similarly, Krishna's gorgeous yellow dress derides the brilliance of gold rubbed on a testing stone. As a monsoon sky glitters radiantly, similarly, Krishna possesses a brilliantly handsome aura. Holding his murali to his ruby lips, Krishna vibrates enchanting sounds resembling the low rumbling of thunder, which attracts the peacocks to dance around him. The deer, birds, and other animals never become satiated, even after repeatedly relishing that sweet sound. The sound of his flute causes the water trickling out of the mouths of the mountain caves to expand into huge reservoirs. Trees and creepers transform into liquid rasa. Rivers stop moving and back up and swell in all directions to flood the surrounding land with lotus flowers. Although the flooding washes away the riverbanks, they magically reappear when Krishna plays his flute again. Joyful Krishna always gives happiness to everyone. At this time, he suffers in separation from the beloved doe-eyed gopis who have shot him with the arrows of their sidelong glances. Thus Krishna causes the meeting of the rainy season with autumn, which brings a fresh taste of rasa. A peacock feather accented the beautiful locks of Krishna's curly dark hair. Kamikara flowers hung over his ears, which held glittering golden earrings that dangled attractively on his cheeks. Wrapped in an effulgent golden dhoti, Krishna looked extremely charming with the Vaijayanti garland hanging from his neck. Dressed as the best of dancers, the all-attractive Lord Krishna entered the village of Vrindavan.